Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. The State House today narrowly passing a bill that prohibits public schools from automatically deducting or prohibits them from automatically deducting union dues from employee checks. And basically that would no longer be the case. It's just one of the many education system reforms that are now making their way through the Capitol. To talk about the changes and how they will impact teachers and students, I'm joined by David Hecker, president of the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan. And well, he was there a moment ago, but we're going to get him right back here. I mean, essentially, the situation is that reforms are on their way, and David's back, and let's talk about it. Thank you for joining me, David.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about the underlying issue, which is that Republican lawmakers say, look, we're out of money, just like the rest of the country. We're struggling. States, local budgets are all facing cutbacks. It's time to make our education system less expensive and more effective, and these bills are all aimed at that goal. Do you agree with any part of their position?
Well, I don't agree that the legislation is part of the goal of saving money at all. First of all, if this state could give corporations an 86% tax cut, they could afford to fund the education of our children. Don't give big corporations an 86% tax cut. You could fund the education of our children. That was a choice this state made months ago when they approved the budget. The legislation that has quote-unquote reform legislation that was introduced last week, legislation that passed the House today, which was totally designed to squelch the voice of teachers and support staff, the proposal of right to work for teachers designed to squelch the voice of teachers and support staff. These bills have nothing at all to do with saving money.
Let's talk about charter schools. That's a big part of some of the reform that's being considered. They do appear to produce students who are more likely to go to college and succeed academically at a lower cost than many of our current public schools. Lawmakers want to remove this limit that we have on the number of charters that exist in Michigan. Why is that not a good idea?
Well, first of all, there's no limit on the number of charters that exist in Michigan. There is a limit on the number of charters that universities could charter. But school districts, community colleges, intermediate school districts, there is no limit whatsoever on the number of schools that, the number of charter schools that the state can have. So that's a misnomer to say that there is a cap. If you take a look at research, national research, research out of Michigan universities, and they show across the board that charter schools do no better, if as well, academically as traditional public schools. There are some excellent charter schools. There are some charter schools which are not very good. There are a number in the middle. But the research shows they do no better than traditional public schools. Mm-hmm. So they are by no means a panacea. Let's talk about the kinds of reforms we really need to do to make education work.
Well, what about the idea behind charter schools, which is that parents need to have a choice? I mean, they should be able to remove their child from a traditional public school if they feel it's ineffective and is not teaching their child. Is that not a good idea to give parents that option?
Well, first of all, that was never the original idea of charters. When the original idea of charters was to set up charter schools, a few of them to be incubators of new ideas on implementing research ideas and how to improve education. And then when we see ideas that really take hold and work, then to move those ideas to traditional public schools if those schools weren't already doing it. So that was the reason for charters. It is by no means what resulted. Charters are not any more innovative than traditional public schools are at all. They're just other schools. A problem you get into, or an issue, is, you know, we're not talking about selling cars or buying clothes at Myers. Public education is a public good. Public schools are required, as they want to be, to educate every child that comes into the school. Mm-hmm. They can't say, I'm taking you, I'm not taking you. This is a benefit to society. When you have a charter school, money then leaves that school district, where 90% of our children go to school. So the answer is not to cut corporation taxes by 86%. The answer is to properly fund education so we could address the mm-hmm. issues at schools, which are not doing as well as they need to do, and that every school is an excellent school for our kids.
I'm talking to David Hecker, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Michigan. David, I can't help but look at some of the numbers we get when it comes to our traditional public schools, and there are clearly many schools that have some really very serious problems, very high dropout rates, test failure rates that are definitely less than acceptable, and it doesn't seem like we're really effectively working to improve those situations. And do you think the current traditional school structure is flexible enough to really adapt and help us move to a point where we have more success and more students going to college here in Michigan?
Yes, I do. And just let me say, you know, I absolutely agree that there are some schools that are not doing what they need to do for our kids. There's one criteria. Would I send my child to that school? And if I wouldn't, then no child should have to go to that school. But the answer is to do the programming we need so that school becomes a better school and every school is doing an excellent job for our kids. We've negotiated contract language that provides a great deal of flexibility at the school level. We believe in empowering teachers, staff, and principals at the school level to really make decisions as to what's best to educate the children in there at their school. We negotiate contract language that provides a great deal of flexibility so that, again, the people who know best how to educate the kids in a particular school could implement those programs. The structure of our traditional public schools is actually very flexible, although some people think it's not. Mm-hmm. It's actually very flexible, and there are a number of innovative kind of things that are going on. The problem is if you put money in the pockets of corporations instead of our kids' education, well, class size is going to go from 22 to 45.
We just have a minute left. We're not going to cover everything, unfortunately, but, you know, sure. Republican lawmakers point to groups like the MEA and say, ultimately, the union here is more concerned about teachers and their job security than they are about the children. And you see that a lot of the contentious issues do involve those types of job security issues, especially when it comes to teacher evaluations. It kind of almost looks like they might have a point there.
And I disagree. I mean, we're AFT Michigan. We're not the MEA, but I have a lot of respect for the MEA. I know the people in the MEA, both members who are obviously friends and neighbors, but also the leaders. And, you know, people go into teaching because they care about the kids. And the union is not me and the AFT or the president of the MEA. The union are the teachers and the support staff. That is who the union is. They make the decisions for the union. They set the policy at meetings, at conventions, for the union. So when you say that they don't care about the kids, and I'm not saying you're saying it, but when people say they don't care about the kids, it's saying the teachers don't care about the kids. And then when you make it very personal, if people who say that think about it, if David Hecker only cares about teacher job security and mm-hmm. not the kids, then David Hecker obviously doesn't care about his own three kids. That would be pretty insulting.
Clearly not the case. David, we're gonna have to get back to this. We'll have you back on. There's much more to talk about.
I appreciate it.
David Hecker, president of the American Federation of